us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you got us feeling all right.
A lot of people were not feeling all right going into the weekend when suddenly legendary musician Billy Joel canceled his summer tour and revealed he has been diagnosed with a brain disorder. To give us some insight about Joel's condition, we welcome back to the show Hartford Healthcare neurologist Dr. Leon Maton. And Dr. Maton, thank you so much for your time. Talk to us about this specific brain disorder for people who are not familiar.
Thank you for having me. Normal pressure hydrocephalus is a neurological disorder that essentially causes fluid to build up in the brain, leading to memory problems, balance problems, falls, urinary incontinence, and overall mobility issues.
And we actually started to see signs of that, didn't we, Dr. Maton, earlier this year from Mr. Joel, when he kind of collapsed on stage. He was able to go back to his program, but we sort of saw signs of this, correct? I mean, this isn't a disorder that sort of happens overnight.
Correct. I mean, it's hard to say exactly what was going on at that time, but certainly with normal pressure hydrocephalus, it doesn't start overnight. It typically kind of builds up over months, sometimes even over years. So it's very possible and honestly very likely that he had this back when he did trip. And this condition also impairs our ability to kind of catch ourselves after we do trip. So it would make sense that this was potentially going on back in February when he did trip.
Dr. Maton, I know you specialize in movement disorders, and I know Billy Joel is in his 70s, certainly. Is it common for somebody of his age to be going through something like this?
Yeah, so, one of the biggest risk factors for this disorder, and really a lot of similar disorders, is age. As we get a little bit older, our brain tissue's resilience decreases. So we're more prone to neurological disorders, such as normal pressure hydrocephalus and Parkinson's and many others. With age also comes other risk factors that we know play a role in all of these conditions, such as high blood pressure, diabetes, concussion, stroke. So all those increase our risk of various neurological disorders, such as the NPH that Billy Joel presumably has.
I mean, what is the recovery? What is the, what are the treatment plans? Obviously, you're not Billy Joel's doctor, but what would be some of the recommended treatments for this type of disorder?
So it depends on how severe things are. But generally, we have a treatment that is relatively curative. It's what's called a VP shunt. What's happening is the brain is either producing too much fluid or it's not able to eliminate this fluid quickly enough. Our neurosurgeons can go in and place a little catheter deep into the brain and then reroute that fluid away from the brain tissue and actually into the abdomen. That would continuously remove that excess fluid right out of the brain and hopefully improve the majority of symptoms if this is done soon enough.
I know that Billy Joel is certainly getting up there in age, is what, everybody kind of says. But at 76, he still was, looking great, performing really well. I mean, I have friends who literally saw him, just this past summer and said he was unbelievable. I'm curious, is there sort of a point of return? Would he be able to perform again? Maybe not on tour, but do you think he takes the stage again?
I mean, I think it's possible, if he gets treated appropriately and he gets aggressive physical therapy, it is possible he returns. I mean, he may not be able to be as mobile as he was before, but if he's treated early and appropriately, he certainly could return at least to some capacity over the next couple of years.
Again, Dr. Maton is with the Iyer Neuroscience Institute at St. Vincent's Medical Center, part of Hartford Healthcare, and he specializes in movement disorders. I know you had mentioned age is certainly a factor in this, but are there other things that people should be aware of? Certainly the signs of something like this going on, but are there other factors that could lead to somebody having this type of brain disorder?
So age is probably the biggest risk factor, but any kind of damage to the brain tissue would increase the risk of this condition. So whether it's a brain infection like meningitis or encephalitis, whether it's repeat head injuries, whether it's a prior brain surgery, whether it's a brain tumor, a stroke, anything that disrupts the flow of fluid in the brain will increase this condition. Although we do find that up to 50% of individuals who have this condition really have no or limited risk factors. So it's not something where you can necessarily always anticipate that it's going to happen. And so what I tell people is that there's even a remote concern for this condition, get checked out. Because like I said, the sooner that it's treated, the better the outcomes are. And the longer that we wait to treat, the worse the outcomes are.
I mean, are there things that people should be looking for? You know, and again, Billy Joel, I know, here's the thing, Dr. Mayton, he could very well be your patient, but HIPAA violates us from knowing that. We don't know his particular case, but are there things that people should be looking for? Or is this really something to highlight the importance of screenings and getting, you know, checkups as often as you're supposed to, you know, even when you're getting, you know, past 65, 70 years old? Is this something that there are signs people should be looking for, or is this something that you wouldn't know until you're screened or something, you know, dire happens?
So there are subtle symptoms that pop up. A lot of times, especially as they get a little bit older, people just attribute everything to older age, when in reality, age itself is just a risk factor. So just because somebody's 60 or 90, if they have a symptom, it really needs to be investigated. And because a lot of the symptoms of normal pressure hydrocephalus overlap with other conditions like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's and stroke, ALS. If there's a change in somebody's neurological status, no matter how mild, it is important to get tested and not just attribute that change to simply older age. And so a lot of times it's a mild imbalance that is the first symptom that somebody might notice, or a mild memory impairment, and they just attribute it to stress or older age or something similar to that, whereas a lot of these conditions nowadays are very treatable if caught early. So I just urge everyone to always let their primary care doctor know if they have a change in symptoms, because they are usually the gatekeepers. They will usually be able to assess you and say, okay, I think this is something more than just age. That's not always necessarily tested for in a regular exam. So if you feel something that just doesn't feel right, you got to urge your primary care doctor for a follow-up, particularly with a movement disorder neurologist, to really make sure that there isn't something else going on. And then the default diagnosis, if nothing pops up, yes, it could be an aging process, but certainly there are many conditions that could just mimic age-related changes that are really a neurodegenerative condition that could be very well treated.
Dr. Mayton, I want to thank you so much for what you do, but also for joining us to give us some insight on this on WICC.